It takes us right here in Iran. The leader of Iran is warning of a plot by enemies to pit Muslim nations against each other. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the conspiracy can be foiled only through bolstering unity among Muslims. Iran's leader said awareness among world people is growing regarding Islam and its teachings. Now, this, he said, is promising a bright future for Muslims. Ayatollah Khamenei further spoke of the underdevelopment of some Muslim countries. The leader blamed this on Western domination. He noted that Western countries have long bullied Muslims, and rulers of some Islamic nations have been vassals of the bullying powers. Ayatollah Khamenei also said the status quo must change through scientific development in all Islamic nations. Crossing over to Belfast, joined by author and Middle East expert Mrs. Saab Shaf. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, what about what the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, has talked about and said how these Western plots continue to happen and just trying to keep Muslim countries basically backwards and controlling them, and that the key, one of the keys to the victory is actually scientific achievements, basically, for these Muslim nations to raise themselves above this. Your take, sir.
I would like to put things in a little bit of political and historical perspective. To begin with, I would like to see the assassination of scientists in Iran, and before that was in Egypt, and the sabotaging of the Iranian industrial complexes and scientific technology and other fields. And we noticed that before was started from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. In any Arabic or Islamic state, it wanted to become sovereign and independent. Lots of its own elite scientists and thinkers were eliminated, assassinated, and always was one entity behind it, the Zionist entity. But if we want to go a little bit back to see where this began in this modern day history world, it began in Egypt when there was an emerging in 1842 Egyptian young, strong, industrialized state led by Muhammad Ali Pasha, who challenged the sick man of Europe, the Ottoman Empire at the time. And he united Egypt and Syria and a lot of other provinces, Arabic provinces, and cleansed even Arabia from Wahhabism at the time, and went on to even arrive to near Istanbul, Aquitania. Then the European felt the balance of power is tilting, and the Western balance of power and how they understand it, it's under a severe threat by this strong young state who wanted to lead the Islamic world and rescue the Islamic world from this sick man of Europe, the Ottoman Empire, which the British and the French and the Russians at the time were preparing to divide among themselves. We discovered this only in 1917 when the Bolshevik Socialist Revolution in Russia broke out. The Bolshevik exposed that treaty between Sykes and Biko, the French and the English plan or designers, who they said they showed they were dividing the whole region among the three states, but the Russian opt out because of the revolution. Meanwhile, we've seen a lot of new regimes seeded and produced in that area by the British. I'll give you for an example, Al Saud, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, in 1915 was planted in Najran, this Al Saud, by the British and put protection against them. When the Saudi, the British, because of the stupid nationalistic tendencies in the Turkish army and state in the, within the Ottoman Empire, used that to bring a lot of support for themselves their own puppets in
Iran. So basically you're saying this is not something new, that it has been done for a long time, but hopefully perhaps you think that Muslim countries are coming to this realization that they need to change and not allow themselves to be dominated. 1 minute, sir, I don't have a whole lot of time.
Yeah, the major point in here is there is puppets who is leading the Arab world now. They were planted by the British and the Zionists. And the Arab world, if they want to, and the Islamic world, if they want to become independent and they start their emancipation in here, they have to get rid of these regimes, like all the Gulf states, all the monarchies in the Gulf states were planted by the British, and they always serve the British. Within 1 year, Trump took $1 trillion from Arabia, and he demands now $7 trillion in the name of protecting them from Iran, since when Iran was threatening any one of them. So if the Arabs and the Islamic world want to become sovereign and develop because of the advancing any industrial or any project like that, they want to get rid of these puppets who serve the Zionist.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Mrs. Sabshath. Sorry to interrupt you. We're out of time. Author, Middle East expert out of Belfast.